listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Adams, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner. I'm Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. The Wan Institute sponsors this radio show, and the call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Tonight, the show will be Healing the Inner Child to Attract Healthy Love. Inside every adult is a little girl or boy who still remembers what it felt like to be unseen, unheard, or not enough. The child shows up in our relationships, in the way we attach, the way we protect ourselves, and the way we love. If you've ever wondered why you keep attracting partners who can't meet you emotionally, or why love feels like a roller coaster, it may be that your inner child is still looking for someone to do what only you can do, make them feel safe and loved. In tonight's segment, some of the key points we'll be going over is the inner child isn't just a metaphor. It's the emotional part of us shaped by early experiences. When the part feels unsafe, unseen, or unloved, it drives adult behavior in subtle ways. People-pleasing, chasing love, fear of abandonment, or emotional walls. Healing begins with recognition, compassion, and reparenting. When you're triggered in love, how did you feel inside? What's one need you had as a child that still shows up in your adult relationship? And how the inner child affects attraction? Unhealed wounds attract familiar patterns, not because we're broken, but because we're trying to rewrite the old story. That's why we keep choosing emotionally unavailable or inconsistent partners. It feels familiar, even when it's painful. Healthy love feels boring at first. If we're used to chaos, it's not boring, it's peaceful. Some of Dr. Pat Allen's tie-in is, we don't attract what we want, we attract what we are. When we grow emotionally, align our semantic energy, the masculine or feminine, and healing our child, we start attracting partners who meet us at the healed vibrations. So tonight we're going to work on some of the inner child work. And tonight we have Andy Shaw and Kathy Katz and myself to answer questions. And the call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. We'll take any questions, whether it's relationships, family, or work questions. And also if you want more information on healing the inner child. So tonight we'll start. Kathy, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, Kathy Katz. I was introduced to Dr. Pat Allen about 40 years ago, and I never thought I would be teaching it because I would attend all of her incredible seminars, and I had the wonderful opportunity for about 10 years to actually introduce her at her seminars, and then I decided to get certified in Watt Training for Effective Living and Transactional Analysis. And if anyone ever wants to reach me, you could reach me at talktokathywithac.com. Thanks, Sue.
And then we have Andy Shaw. He's also a relationship coach. Andy, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Sue, and hi, audience. My name is Andy. I've known Dr. Pat since 2013 as a student in June of that year. Listened for 6 months, shook her hand every day, eventually started giving her hugs, and offered to help the Wan Institute however I could. And I was able to the following January. And then just been learning ever since. So if you want to reach out, please reach out to Sue. Thank you.
And you, if anybody wants to reach out, if you forgot anybody's contact, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com. info@drpatallen.com. And this show will be recorded and you can go back and listen to the archives. And again, the call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. So tonight I picked a topic about healing the inner child. And some of the key points are for healing your inner child is awareness, noticing when your reactions feel younger than your age, self-soothing, talk to your younger part of you kindly, you're safe, I've Got You, Boundaries, Don't Let Your Inner Child Run Your Adult Life, and Choose Your Worth. A little bit about your what you interpret as inner child work.
Well, I guess from the transactional analysis point, we were introduced to the parent ego state, the adult ego state, and the child ego state. And what comes to me is knowing the different types of child, which is the adaptive. You know, adaptive child usually goes along with everything. Then there's the fun-free child, who's always just a lot of fun, just like it says. Then there's the rebellious child part of the child ego state, or the demon child ego state. So if I were to define myself, I definitely wasn't a rebellious child. So I would say I'm between the adaptive and the fun-free. And as far as people discovering it, that's the wonderful work of Dr. Eric Byrne, who really helps people understand who they are, their personality, and where it comes from. So our parent ego state, that's where we get all of our messages, our recorded messages as a kid. And if we're around parents that aren't giving us good messages, then it stays with us until we become conscious and we operate out of our adult ego state, where we learn how to say what we want and what we don't want. So as far as the inner child, I interpret it with transactional analysis information, Sue.
Uh-huh. So,
but people that are rebellious when they're children, you know, they may have been contaminated along the way. We call those contaminations or delusions. Like they think they're going to marry Prince Charming because they read all these storybooks as a kid. And when they get into reality, Prince Charming does not show up on a white horse. So, it's awareness. Awareness is key. Knowing who you are, because the better you know who you are, the better you'll relate with everyone you encounter. So that could be at work. It could be in romance, you know, with your family members. But I really believe that if you can discover, you know, where you came from and become healthier by being more conscious of those triggers that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, like if somebody discounts you, you go through life, you know, and you're going to be discounted and you'll think that's acceptable because that's how you were raised. You were always put down. You weren't smart enough. You weren't pretty enough. So perhaps in your dating life, you know, there's a worthiness issue there where you think you're not good enough because as a kid, you're always told, you know, that you weren't good enough. So that's why work is incredible, combined with Dr. Pat Allen's want training.
Because what Dr. Pat used to talk about the daddy umbrella, if you had an unavailable dad growing up, it affects your relationships because you generally pick what's familiar, and that's unavailable men. So your wound is you attract unavailable men, and that's familiar, and that's where you have the chemistry. So that's the part of the inner child work as well. If you had an overbearing mom, then she may have damaged you as well. Your parents did a lot of the scripting in churches and teachers, and then it usually will affect you later on in your relationships and sometimes your work and in your personal life. So with Andy, are you familiar with the inner child work or have any points you want to add on what you want to talk about inner child work?
What I remember is no matter how physically old you are, no one is over the age of 5.
Okay.
Was it 1, you can say, I want. At age 2, you can say no, as we all know the terrible 2s. And then 3 to 5 is negotiate. And I'm afraid that's all I know.
Okay. Well, we can work on another. Hopefully we'll get some callers to take some questions. Again, the number is 323-203-0815. We still call the show Dr. Pat Allen because she wants me as her daughter to carry on the message for her. Unfortunately, she is still alive. She's 91. She has a hard time hearing, so it's hard for her to hear the audience call in. But with she's taught me pretty much most of what she knows, and I've also lived a lot of what she teaches. So I hope that I'm qualified to help spread the message, and along with Kathy and Andy. And we also have Kelly Ward that has helped Dr. Pat along the line. We all can share and help spread the message. So with that, is there any other topics you, Kathy or Andy, you want to bring to awareness while you have this platform?
I believe that, you know, from what Dr. Pat shared all those years was we marry typically or mate with someone who's 51% valuable. Are their assets more than their liabilities and not necessarily financial ones? So little boys with their mothers, that's a big deal. So if they didn't have a good relationship with their mothers because they marry or mate with somebody 51%, not like mommy or like mommy. And, you know, it's really, really interesting because if there's people that didn't have daddy or mommy, she used to define it in her Getting to I Do book as the daddy bill and the mommy bill. So if a lady gives a guy the daddy bill, she wants him to love her.
Sorry. We have a caller on, Kathy. I'm sorry to caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us? Hello? Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I get flagged. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kathy.
That's okay. So on the other hand, if a boy doesn't, you know, have the mommy that's nurturing him, you know, or over nurtures him, he's going to pick somebody what he's used to. So he might give a woman the mommy bill, wanting her to love him more than he loves himself.
That's so true.
Those were really big, big pieces of information that I took away. And I really believe it. And she used to say, if you're too much like mommy, or it's taboo, or too much like daddy, taboo, the guy that you met.
So,
interesting. I encourage the readers to get those books, start reading them if they're just starting to get into a relationship.
Yeah. Andy, what's your favorite topic that you learned from Dr. Pat Allen?
Well, I like communication, and if I could, I'd just listen to a book that I like to share.
Share? Go ahead.
Chapter 3. This is from The Next Conversation from Jefferson Fisher, and I'll just read briefly what it says. It says, a while back, my mama randomly texted me. She asked me about the family's white Nissan, the car I'd driven during law school and then passed down through my siblings. It sat in the driveway of my parents' house. I hadn't driven it in years. This is a verbatim text exchange. Mom, do you know how many miles are on the white Nissan? Me, no ma'am. Mom, do you know, have any idea what the mileage is? Me, no ma'am. Oh, Mom, okay, I thought you'd know how many miles were on the white Nissan. Me, Mama, I don't know how else to tell you. I don't know the mileage on the white Nissan. Mom, that's fine, Jefferson. I just don't like your attitude.
Well, that would be under what Dr. Pat Allen says, conversational rape. Is that correct?
Yeah. So, really goes into it. Have you ever had a text?
He could, he still got punished. He got a dig.
Yeah. It says, then have you ever had a text conversation suddenly start to turn into an argument when you weren't even upset?
Yes.
Or have you misread or misconstrued someone's tone or feelings toward you based on email or online message? And this, this is Andy talking real quick. This refers to all the people who say, I texted and I texted back. So continuing on, why is it that despite all this technology to make communication easier, it seems harder than ever? And this is the important part I wanted to share.
Okay.
The answer is that you're not connecting at a level that conveys emotional nuance.
Yes.
You're simply transmitting pixels arranged to display as words and expecting the same result.
Yes.
You're living in a world of transmission, not connection.
Yes. So defined, is that good or bad in your interpretation?
Well, you know, I will be late is great for that kind of communication.
Yes.
Getting to know somebody. No.
Yes. A lot of people do the online dating and also they do a lot of texting. And in my ladies groups, I tell them to try and get, you know, get to the phone at least so you can hear a voice and get some kind of connection. And then do your best to meet in person and A lot of people just like to do the on, they just like to text. They don't even like to talk on the phone. Kathy, what's your interpretation of that?
Well, I remember being taught that texting is very left lobe. It's very logic. It's very masculine, very business. And talking is more personal or right lobe. And typically, gentlemen are very busy at work. And I remember she used to say, do not call when you're in a relationship, a committed relationship, do not call your mate unless you negotiate ahead of time that you're going to call. Because she said, every time you call him, coming from the woman's side, every time you call him, it's like him eating a turkey dinner. And it's like another turkey dinner that he's consuming when you call. And I thought that was a great analogy because they will call us when they're ready. And that's inside is to be available, receptive, and vulnerable. But so many women want to do that chasing part, and it's very masculine. So, yeah, a lot of good messages.
Yeah, that's true. Any other messages on your in your book, Andy?
I like this one sentence where transmission conveys information, but connection breathes life into it.
Okay.
How they're not the same. It's like thinking reading sheet music is going to give you the same feeling as hearing a symphony.
That's a good analogy. Yeah.
Or that a description of a sunset will feel the same as seeing it with your own eyes.
Oh,
transmission conveys information, but connection breathes life into it. You're meant to feel the warmth of a smile, not read it in an emoji.
That's interesting. But unfortunately, people like to do the phones. They like the text. That's where it's going to.
Yeah. So I think the question is, do you want to transmit information or do you want to connect?
Do you want to connect? I'm old school because I connect. We had a caller on before, and she apparently hung up. The number again is 323-203-0815. Please give us a call. You got three people on. If you have a question, you'll get three answers, all of which I hope are about the same, but some may be a little bit more tweaked than the others. So please feel free to call us with any questions. I had an email earlier about a lady who had called before, Andy, I think last week, about the guy that he went away, and she said that their values and relationships, they basically were incompatible. He had no goals. He had no relationship wants, and his values were same. And he came back, and she asked him to go out on a Saturday, and he didn't get in touch with her. Do you remember that caller?
I absolutely do.
Last week she emailed me, and she has her high buy letter set up. And apparently, though, we have a caller on. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, thank you so much. First, I want to say thank you for carrying on your mother's work. You are all godsend. Andy and Kelly, everybody, so thank you because she's helped me more than my therapist.
Oh, okay. Do you have any questions?
Yes, I love you all. God bless you. But anyway, I'm 60 years old. I'm dating a guy on and off for maybe 6 years, divorced and not looking to get married. And so I'm out meeting men. But the last three times, they give you the plans. Okay, next week, tomorrow, anytime's good. And I always answer like Pat always said, you'll get. You know, so yes, that sounds wonderful. Thank you. Can't, you know, like to see you. That would be great. Next day comes, they disappear. You know, everybody uses that word ghost. I hate ghosts. Well, they disappear. And it's like, at what point do you text them? Like after it was like maybe getting late in the day, like around 6 o'clock, I did say, I texted, hi, can you let me know if we're still on for tonight? Hope you had a nice day with a little smiley face because I didn't want to. Okay, I looked at it. I must have erased it three times.
What I say is when they ask you, are you available to go out next week? Do they say something like that?
Yes. And I say, yes, that would be great.
Then you say, And you, Dr. Pat says, give them three available times you're available. If he says, would you like to go out next week? You go, that sounds lovely. I'm available Tuesday, Thursday, Friday after 5. That way he can pick the time that works for him.
Okay, because I felt that I was being too, because he said, let me know what's good for you. And I said,
yeah, that's what you do. You give them three times so they get to pick.
That, right, I feel like that sounds desperate. Like, okay,
no, dear, that gives them a choice to them to pick the time rather than you say 7 o'clock works. That's you and your male.
All right.
If you give them three times, they get to pick when they're going to date you. And if you do not hear from him like the day before or even that day, he hasn't confirmed, because most men don't confirm. What you simply do is what you simply do maybe 12 hours before the date or the day of the date or the night before, not too soon. You just send them a text looking forward to our date tomorrow. That drops the hanky.
Okay, I'll try not, that. And
do not ask them questions. Are we still on? It's leading. I tell my ladies not to ask questions, just make statements. And the statement would be, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Then he can decide if he wants to ghost you or call you back to confirm.
And what about if I do that more like the day of the date?
You can do it the day of the date. Like if you're going out at 6 o'clock that night, you can text him at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you haven't heard from him and you're concerned he's going to ghost you. Most men do not confirm, and it drives women crazy. But if you are just going bonkers, then you just say, looking forward to our date tonight. And that will signal him.
Sometimes, so then what is wrong with how I said, oh, let me know if we're still on for tonight?
Because that's you leading. You're making him go feminine. You're taking control. Listen to your language. Are we still on tonight? That's you taking control.
Okay. And then, okay,
I want you to talk from your feelings, looking forward to our date tonight. That's feeling centered. Are we still on tonight? Logic centered. Masculine.
Oh, okay. Because I always ask. I'm like, asking isn't as pushy, maybe.
Asking him if we're still on is masculine. You're leading. You're getting a direction.
Really?
You're fixing.
Okay, and then what? And then, because the other one last week, we had a date. Like, we went out last year. It was perfect. But then my girlfriend got sick and died. And I said, my girlfriend's really sick. And she got pancreatic cancer. And she was dying, very suddenly. And I don't know if he thought it was I was making it up. I mean, who would make that up? But he was a great guy. And I bumped into him at the supermarket. And that's when he said, I'd like to see you again. And then we texted, and then that was it. I didn't hear from him again.
I know it, because I don't think you gave him a dear. I'm telling you right now, you have to give them some information to go on. And Dr. Pat gives them three times. And if they ask where you'd like to eat, give them three restaurants and let them pick so that they're leading. Kathy, do you want to jump in to tell her anything else that I'm missing?
Oh, just a reminder, caller, if you want to be the feminine, we're trained to investigate. So watching his behavior, he's not chasing you. He's not asking. He's not acting very masculine. So perhaps that might be a message to you. Do you want to be with a person that you're going to have to micromanage?
I'm not such an assertive. Even if I do date a guy, you could call me too and text me too. I'm 6 years old. I was married for 20 years. I feel I don't want to. Yeah, chase. Exactly. So what point is that then? Just go on and try to meet somebody else then? Because that's not my nature to chase men.
you will be so surprised. It happened to me before I got married. The minute you forget about these people, they seem to show up, because masculine energy men can sense when a woman wants them. It's really fascinating.
Yes.
Just ask.
I believe that. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the reason you choose to micromanage the way he's asking you out? If he doesn't show up, I'd be out there packaging and marketing my booty.
Oh, it's hard.
No, you know what?
Dating apps are not.
Caller, do the, please try Dr. Pat's way, because what you're doing, what you're doing is not working. So try this new way of when he asks you, would you like to go out? Give them three times. I'm available, dot, dot, dot. And to confirm, wait until the night before or the day of, and just simply drop the hanky and say, looking forward to our date. That's feminine. You're patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. When you call and say, are we still on? That's leading, assertive, masculine.
Okay. And then what if I don't hear back from them with that leading?
Then you know what? Then you dodge the bullet, dear.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Oh, I love you ladies. And Andy too. I love you, Zool. And I love
you. Hey, can I interject here?
Yeah. Andy's got something to say.
Thank you, Andy. Everybody.
Hey, caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Remember that when you're attracting what you need to learn, when they don't respond, at some point in time, it won't bother you anymore.
Yes, I remember Dr. Pat saying that, because it's hurtful. You get your hopes up, and I remember you take care of yourself. I have a light, whatever. I seem to be doing everything right. They seem encouraged, and it's this ghosting. Even with girlfriends, you could have plans, and no one has manners anymore or the courage to say, I'm sorry, something came up.
Story time real quick. You know the story time where the guy goes to the new town and says, what the people like in this town? And the guy he's talking to says, well, I don't know. What's the people like that you were at? He says, oh, they're all a bunch of liars and thieves and blah, blah, blah. He says, I think you'll find that the same here. You should go look to the next town. And then a few minutes later, somebody else comes in and asks the same question. What are the people like in this town? I don't know. What were the people like in your town? Oh, they're wonderful. We got along great. We shared things. It was just a very peaceful and productive town. And the guy says, well, I think you'll find the same here. Why don't you go into town and look for yourself? So what your energy you're putting out with no manners that you just said, you're going to get. So be mindful of how you think and how you speak, because it will affect your destiny. What you're thinking negatively is coming out, and it's coming out in droves.
I have, here's a saying from Dr. Pat. Be careful of your thoughts, for they become your words. Be careful of your words, for they become your actions. Be careful of your actions, for they become your habits. Be careful of your habits, for they become your character. Be careful of your character, for it becomes your destiny.
Yes, I remember that. And that, so then that's another thing. How do you stop those thoughts? Like
you go do self-affirmation. You know what? Louise Hayes is great for that. Positive affirmation. What you think about comes about. Law of attraction. Go find any law of attraction book.
Caller Sue, the Answers book by Dr. Pat Allen, she says, buyer, your future mate, differently if you want results different from past relationships. Perhaps you want to pick up that answer book. It has a lot of good quotes in there.
That so, does.
Yeah, you're learning this guy. I mean, I think you're learning a lot about him in such a short period of time. The reason is, what's the reason you choose to be with someone who's treating you the way you're not comfortable?
Right. I do have a pattern, so I know that. And of course, it goes back to your childhood and all that. And that's why I was in the marriage for so long. Yeah.
You know what? I would suggest go look into a law of attraction, because the energy you're putting out, you're attracting back.
I believe that we have to rewire
your brain to think positively. You're into a negative spiral on what the men do wrong, and you'll just keep attracting more because we're all vibrational energy.
Yeah, I'm totally.
Please call us back and let us know how it goes. Yeah, we love hearing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really appreciate it. I feel very fortunate to have all of you.
We all
thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, caller. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
I know that we had a few callers try to call in. We're available to take calls now, 323-203-0815. That was a powerhouse one here, ladies, gentlemen.
It was good.
Yeah. I just want her energy was, you know, work on your energy because that will attract your partner.
And, you know, I heard that she said...
We have a caller on. Sorry, Kathy. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us? Hello? Oh, I guess they hung up. Okay. Go ahead, Kathy.
I heard her say she was...
Is somebody on? We're on the air. Are you?
I am.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm on the air. This is Missy Will. I'm calling in because I want to say how happy I am to have Kathy on.
Well, she'll be on. She's on today. So if you have a question for her, please feel free, or you can reach out and contact her personally for a private session.
I do have a question, if I may.
Go ahead.
Well, one of the things I remember Kathy was saying is she's had a long-term marriage, and all due to Dr. Pat Allen. And I wanted to ask Kathy, what's one thing that you can share that's had your marriage last so long from Dr. Pat?
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, she talks about the three C's. Chemistry is the DNA in the universe. You know, that's something we cannot teach. Then you have compatibility, someone you want to build with. And the third one is communication. And I believe in my situation personally, negotiation is huge. If people are comfortable negotiating what they want and what they don't want, I believe, from my experience, that makes for a healthy relationship. I don't know, Sue and Andy, what your thoughts are, but personally, we're going on 29 years. And if I didn't have some of those skill sets, I don't know where I would be today. Thank you.
Yeah. A lot of it, what Dr. Pat says, is a 51%. And if you're the feminine energy, you follow your chosen leader. And a lot of times you acquiesce for the sake of the relationship. Too many times people want to go masculine to masculine, and it breaks down the energy. You have to have one feminine and one masculine for polarity. And a lot of people shift around too much. Andy, do you have anything to say about long-term marriages lasting that long?
Yeah, you also have to grow together. I mean, you don't have to do anything, but
yes.
I remember Dr. Pat saying soulmates only last 10 years. Literally every 10 years, 7 years, you have an entirely new body. Everything is.
I remember her talking about that.
Yeah. So when you learn something and when you practice something, it's literally written into your DNA after a length of time.
Oh.
So practice. I mean, that's. All these problems that people are calling in on are this great opportunity to learn how to talk and just practice.
Yeah, communicate.
With low risk problems, but build confidence.
That's true. Do you find, though, that when we, you know, a lot of the callers sometimes are very resistant? They call in for questions, but they still want to do it their way. Do you find that a lot?
I believe because they're used to doing that. And if you've been doing something for, you know, 30 years of your life and you do get the training and coaching, it's, you know, it's going to happen eventually, but it is very easy to slip back into those old behaviors because you were doing them for so many years.
Yes.
But the idea, again, is to be conscious. And working with you and Andy and myself, we're helping people help themselves be in a conscious place.
Yeah. Caller, you're still on the line. We thank you. Do you have any other
questions? I'm still here. I just wanted to ask Kathy if she was still doing her Monday night classes.
Oh, not Monday. I'm doing Wednesdays twice a month now. Thank you for asking.
And if anybody wants to reach out, Kathy, just give them your contact, or you can contact me at the WAN Institute, and I'll give you Kathy's contact. Do you want to give out your contact?
Thank you.
Missy can go to your birthday.
Everybody. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Yeah, she emails me. She's on Facebook, Kathy. She wanted to have you on one time. So she must be one of your followers.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She made you sure we knew her name.
That's great.
I'm usually like anonymous because this is confidential, but apparently
she
was sure that she had her name, which
is
fine, but we don't require that. So, but thank you for the call anyway. Yeah. So we were talking before we got cut off. Was that you, Kathy, or Andy?
I think it was Kathy.
Oh, Kathy. No, you probably forgot your train of thought. I was talking about when people, you know, they reach out for help and they're defiant with the help.
They go back and they want to do it their way, and they find out that this way is better, and they eventually come back if they're coachable, right, Sue?
If they're comfortable. I usually get a lot of people, they ask the same question, but they reword it, expecting a different answer. That's the big thing. They want the answer they want to hear, and so they reword it to get the answer they want to hear. And I say, I'm still going to give you the same answer.
Wow, interesting life script, I bet. You find out about people that talk that way, their life script.
Hmm. Yes, that's true. So
life script, and also what's kept you alive.
Yes, that's true. You're familiar with it. And she did say that she repeats the same pattern with the men. And that's what we were talking about, the inner child work. So if you're familiar that you have the same picker, as Dr. Pat says, you might go to the other type. Then usually those are boring, but those are the better men for you, because
I found that. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, and she also, Dr. Pat used to talk about sharks and minnows. You know, to women, do you want to be with a shark personality or do you want to be with a minnow? She said that sharks were a lot more fun than minnows.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the interpretation. Because the women always want to go with the bad boys, the unavailable, because it makes their chemistry, the dopamine highs. That's chaos. It's familiar from childhood. So they migrate to that, even though they know it's not good for them.
Mm, yes.
Andy, you were going to say something?
Well, I think the migration is, this is not a dig, this is a personal experience. Mindless going on, right? Unless you have a plan going forward, like you want to be uncomfortable, then when you're pursuing that, you also, it's a good idea to have a plan of some things you want said, you want to say, you want to ask, and then see if it works with the other person. It's like changing your language between I need you to call and I want you to call. Test it out, play with it, learn from it. But if you're not willing to do that, it's really, really hard to change the big things when you're not willing to change the small things.
Yeah.
And I think it's easier just focused on something small and one day at a time.
Well, right. Andy and Sue, don't you believe, though, that what's happening is it's about immediate gratification? Everybody wants everything right now. And, you know, in the book, Getting to I Do, she always talks about knowing someone for a year through every season. And everyone, I find, they want it right now. They want the relationship right now. They want to get married right now. And I don't know where they're getting that information.
Everything in the world is. Oh, we have a caller on. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Hi. Quick question. I am definitely a Pat Allen fan, and I've learned a lot. So I'm having a problem, a little challenge right now. I have a new gentleman that I just started dating. We're having a great time. However, he likes to text me every morning, send me little emojis. That's cool, but it's starting to make it so I'm not so into him. Now, how do I let him know that I would like him? I'd enjoy more of a morning call, or let's set up a date.
Okay, well, unfortunately, you can't ask for more, better, or different. But what you can do is you can use the tools. This is what I would teach my ladies, and then you can get the other people's. I would, he's texting you, dating you his way, and yeah, we follow his way. But if you want to flag him another way that would make you comfortable, you can stroke and stand him. You could say, I love hearing from you via text, and I also love hearing your voice as well. What do you think about calling me?
Okay.
It's not mothering him, and it's not asking for more. It's just expressing your feelings that you love his text, but you also would love to hear his voice occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Don't start telling him today, tomorrow, what days he can text you. Don't, I'd love to hear your voice tonight. You just say and let him pick. So that's my interpretation of what I'd say. Kathy, what would you tell her?
Yes, I agree. And you know what? Sadly, he's probably used to women chasing him and texting him all the time. And you are grounded in your feminine. So I commend you for knowing that you're there. And I just encourage you to stay there, even though he's provoking you to switch.
Yeah. The men today, definitely, they like to put me into my masculine. Yeah. And I'm having to remember when they're talking to me, they'll start asking me about work and stuff like that. And I'm like, wait, I got it. Because I want to talk about work. But then I'm like, no, I really want to just be cute. You know, just relax.
But when they ask you about work, do you politely stroke them and say, you know what, I'd love to talk to you about work, but I'd really prefer to talk and get to know you more?
I do. Sometimes I do fall for the trap, the bait.
Yeah.
If it's just, well, why not? But when I really want to stay with that individual and stay in my femininity, thank you so much for asking me.
Yeah.
About my work. However, I'd love to hear more about what you do. You're so fascinating. You're my
good, great language, caller. Great language. Always use the stroke with the stand. Don't just go in with your stand.
Yeah. Normally what I've learned to do recently for my communication is I tell them thank you for whatever they're doing.
Yes.
And I appreciate whatever I want more of that they're doing. And then I do the however, you know, I'm uncomfortable, or I would love more of this, and just let them know. And then what do you think? Or, you know, that kind of scenario.
You got it. Yeah, you got it. Andy, do you have any changes in what she should do if the guy's texting her and she prefers a call?
Well, I'm already in awe of you, so congrats. remember that you can always say anything that starts with I.
Yes.
And when you want to change someone, what?
Wait, anything that starts with what the phone messed up.
With an I statement. I feel, think, I observe, I whatever, right?
Yeah. So,
so to tacking on to what Sue said earlier, is my preference is I love hearing from you. I love your voice even more.
Yes. That's just as great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anything we know that you are happy with, we'll try to do more of, probably too far of an extent, but we're trying to make you happy. We're just simple creatures. So I apologize for all men on right now.
Thank you.
We women have to signal them, not scold them.
Yeah, we do the best we can, but like, you know, we're still first. We're used cars.
Wait, I'm sorry, Andy. I didn't catch the last thing you said.
I said we do the best we can, but we're toasters. We're used cars. We do some things very well and other things not so well at all. So,
well, you know, we ladies, at least I do. I do still enjoy gentlemen, so it's fine. I'll work with the limited warranty that I got on them.
Perfect.
And may I say, you're doing a great communication job. Very good skills. You got it.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling. Okay. That lady was funny.
That was too funny.
That was funny. But yeah, I get a lot of people that, you know, the men are texting too much and they want to try and get them to the phone. And that's tricky, because if you start trying to redesign the man, you're going to come into problems. He's going to see you as a nag. So you have to do it very carefully.
That's what I say from the I statement, because that statement is different than telling them what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's always stroke them and then say, I'd really prefer to hear your voice at times as well. That's not forcing him. That's just dropping the hanky that would also make you happy. And they'll do everything they can if they have a roadmap, not you telling them. There's a difference. So we're almost, well, we got a minute or two left here. It was a great call tonight. I hope we got everybody's call. We had a few callers there. We're going to say goodbye. Andy, do you want to say anything to the audience?
And be well, audience. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Kathy, do you want to say goodbye to the audience?
Oh, yes. It was so much fun. Thanks for inviting me. And you know me, I love grabbing quotes out of Dr. Pat's book.
Go ahead.
And it's, if you're looking for the perfect person, get comfortable being single. And that's from Answers book.
What was that? Repeat it. I kind of got there. Yeah.
If you're looking for the perfect person, get comfortable being single.
That's correct. Anyway, we'll see you back next week, everybody. Thank you for calling. And thank you for listening. And thank you for being my guests, Andy and Kathy.
Bye-bye.
You too. Take care.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.